Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Pastors need prayer too, contended Will Bruce in an article by the same title. The following is what he wrote, which I've considered so important that, with his permission, I'll share it with you. Quote, "We expect our pastors to take prayer interest in our problems and needs. Rightly so. But who prays for his needs? He's human, too. He needs our prayer." A delegation of American pastors once asked Charles Spurgeon the secret for his success. In response, Spurgeon led them to the lower level of his meeting house and quietly opened the door. The visitor saw over 400 people praying for God's blessing and power to rest upon their pastor, who would stand in the pulpit to preach the Word of God that night. "There, gentlemen, is the secret for my success." No matter how much you pay your pastor, praise him, or work for him, it's only through earnest, strategic prayer that you can ever really empower him to be an effective minister in the hands of Almighty God. Every pastor needs prayer for his personal needs, for wisdom, for power, for his family, and his ministry to the congregation. Since we live in this carnal world with all its open and hidden pressures, pray that the pastor will keep his eyes on the Lord and serve him with singleness of heart and not become conceited over his success or depressed by his failure. Pray that he will remember that Christians march to the beat of a different drummer, that our value system is different from that of the world. A pastor and his family live in a kind of fishbowl lifestyle. Therefore, God's people need to pray that a husband and a wife will be devoted completely to one another, that he maintain a scriptural family, seeking God's wisdom for the discipline of his children. Pray also for balance in time and attention given to his wife and children as he strives to provide good spiritual leadership for them. The pastor and his family face daily temptation, times of stress, peer pressure, even satanic attacks, since they are targets of the enemy. On the other hand, pray that church leaders will recognize the personal, spiritual, physical, material, and social needs of the pastor and his family, so they may not need to become overly preoccupied with the affairs of this life. Pastors are subject to the threefold satanic temptation, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, just as everyone else is. Pray that the pastor will continually realize victory comes only through Jesus Christ, that he will be prepared in the use of spiritual weapons and use them in dealing with satanic opposition, oppression, and possession. Pray that he will develop a circle of church leaders to whom he is accountable, that he will cultivate the friendship of at least one godly man in or out of his congregation to whom he will be especially open and spiritually accountable in all areas of his life and ministry, that he will be keenly aware of the effect of his actions on the testimony of our Lord and the church at large. And there you have it. Pastors are human, and the best of men are but men at their best. If, however, we took to heart what Will Bruce has written, how different might be the men and women in Christian leadership, as well as those who sit under their ministry. Twice the prayer and half the criticism can make a big difference. The reality is, pastors are human just as we are, and they need our prayers, not our criticism.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.